people immediately, when the Indians were on Sports Illustrated cover this year, thought back to 1987. You were on that team. Yes. High expectations. Surprising that Sports Illustrated picked the Indians, or did you feel real good about that club heading to spring training?
Let me tell you, Rosie, this is why I think they picked the Indians. There were seven teams in the American League East, and for the six previous seasons, a different team from the American League East had won the division. Each one of them took their turns winning the division. The only guy, or the only team that hadn't won, was the Cleveland Indians in that seven-year period. So they saw all these young position players and some young pitchers coming up, and they said, oh, it must be the Indians' turn. And they said, the Indians are going to win the division. Boy, were they wrong.
Was there a belief, though, in the clubhouse that you could have a big year, or did you realistically look at it and say there's some challenges here?
You know, we knew that the Indians at that time, they were turning the corner. The last couple of years, they had traded away a lot of good young pitchers who were going to become free agents and were not going to sign back there. People like Rick Sutcliffe and Lenny Barker and Burt Blylevin. And in return, they got Joe Carter and they got Mel Hall and they got Brooke Jacoby and they got Brett Butler and Jay Bell, and they got all these young players. They traded John Denny in 1982, I believe, or 83, and they got Julio Franco. So, and then with the players coming up from the farm system, Corey Snyder, they said, hey, this is a good nucleus. But we were nowhere near ready to compete against the big boys. And there were some great teams, the Orioles and the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Brewers were outstanding back in that time. The Detroit Tigers were outstanding. So we knew we were good. We were turning the corner, but we were very young and we were a little short on pitching. So when they said the Indians were going to win the World Series, that was great for the fans, and it was great for the city and everything like that. But everybody knew that we were kind of short. Everything had to fall right for us to win the division.
How soon into the season did it take for you to realize that, you know what, there's still a long way to go?
You know, I can't remember, you know, how we did in April. I can't remember how we did. I just know for the whole season we were bad. I think we lost 100 games, 102. I think we went 60 and 102. So knowing that record, it didn't take long. We were just a little short in certain areas. And, you know, we had a lot of 10 to 9 games. We had a lot of 11 to 8 games, you know, things like that. That's hard to overcome.
So you fast forward to 2015, and the Indians are on the cover again. Did as soon as you saw that, did that kind of hit home for you? And not necessarily thinking the same thing would happen, but just the irony of it, or maybe a chuckle inside?
I had to chuckle. I had to laugh, you know, because not because of what this team this year in 2015, because I think they're still making their way to figure out who they are and where they're going to be, but just the thought, you know, way back when in 1987, that was the last time they were on, that's the last time they picked them, and how that whole year unfolded, and how that's where I got the chuckle and the laugh. Still have great memories of all the great guys and the fun that we had. And I hope this year's team does well. I really do. I like them. I think they've got a lot of good pitchers, and they've got a lot of good young hitters. So it's a long season.
Could there possibly be a jinx from being on the cover of a magazine?
Never. There's no such thing. Only in your heart if you believe it, Rosie. No, I think it should be a lot of fun. It should be a good summer.